Hello there, this is Moody Badger. Welcome to our new episode of Eyeless Speaking, part one. This is episode 14. If you haven't been able to listen to my other podcasts, I'll suggest you'd go from the first one up to the third one. And all episodes have their specific topics, and you could pick accordingly as well. Today, we're going to focus on the topic of entertainment. And this is one of the Eyeless really exam topics, which were collected between October 2021 and December 2021. And the most important thing I want to remind you with is practicing. Practicing is the most important thing that you could ever do in any kind of skill that you want to achieve. If you want to achieve fluency in your speaking, you have to practice like a lot. If you want to achieve professionalism in writing, you have to practice a lot. When it comes to reading, also, you have to read a lot. The more you repeat, the better you become. Practice makes you better all the time. So practice and practice and practice as much as you can. Sometimes it could be practicing on the things that you already know. It doesn't have to be new things all the time, So a lot of people ignore this, and they think it's always about adding and adding to what you know. But the most important thing when it comes to learning the languages is actually practicing the things that you already know. So the language is usually built up with 80% of our very basic things. And if you're really good at them and you have repeated them so many times, you could find yourself going through the different kind of conversations and coming out really at a very good performance. And that being said, so I'm going to start with the questions, which the first question is about singing, right? Do you like singing? Okay, well, I love singing. For me, it has been something that I've been doing since my childhood, and even liking isn't enough to describe this because I love singing. I could go on singing for hours, especially when I'm home alone, and I'm sure that I'm not disturbing anybody with my loud voice, because I love singing loudly. So I'd go on singing. Sometimes it could take me hours. I remember this period when I was living alone and the house was really a little bit far away from other people. So I would spend most of my afternoon and evening just singing the whole day. I mean, I had like a singing day that I would just go through my favorite songs from my childhood. And I was doing this because it was helping me to connect back to my childhood. I could have those feelings. I could have those moments in my mind. It's just like the reason why people take photos and take videos, shooting some videos for their family activities and stuff. For me, the way of connecting back to my past was through music. So every time I sing a song, I remember the moment and I relive that moment through this song. Okay, so the second question is, when do you sing? Well, actually, when I have time and I don't have anything to do, and sometimes I have something to do, but I really feel I'm not in the mood of doing it. So I would somehow try to replace this with singing. And at the end of the day, when I'm done singing and I'm feeling like myself, I'll really, really feel better, and it helps me to perform better. So it's usually about when I'm not in a good mood, then I want to be much more energetic. I want to feel better, then I go and sing. When I miss home, sometimes I just go on and sing, for hours and hours. Sometimes I don't have enough time and I want to sing, so I go through a couple of songs and then I'm done. And my best thing about singing is that because I speak a couple of languages, right? Well, when I'm saying a couple, it's more than eight languages. And I could say like I love singing in different languages. So I could start with maybe Swahili, go on with Chinese, then Spanish, English, and on and on. And every time you enter a different genre with a different language, you feel differently. That's why it usually takes me hours and hours of enjoyment when I'm doing this in different languages. Anyway, the third language is, do you have a favorite song you like to sing? Well, yeah, I could say that growing up, I loved to listen to Ne-Yo dancing like him and singing to his songs. So I would say like So Sick is one of my favorites, and Do You is also another favorite of mine. I love the guy's voice and the way he play with how can I say with the words, you know. So the way he dances, it's as if like he's dancing to the words. It's there is a synchronization, good synchrony between his words and his dance and his voice, you know. So he used to be my favorite. My favorite song from him was So Sick. And question number four is, would you like to take some singing lessons? Oh well, for me singing is just a hobby, so I wouldn't really have time for that. But if I had time for this hobby, if I had more time for this hobby, I would probably love to take some singing lessons, even basic singing lessons. I think that would be really, really entertaining. And number five is, do you enjoy singing when you were young? Okay, did I enjoy singing when I was young? Well, I loved singing since I remember myself. You know, when I was younger, we were going to this kind of like a madrasa. You know, I'm coming from a Muslim family, so in my family, we usually went to madrasa, which is some kind of like a place where you go to learn how to read the Quran and how to read hadith, and also singing some religious songs. So I would go there and sing with my brothers and my sisters and my cousins, and even my dad and my uncle were also part of the people who were teaching us and also helping us to write these kind of lyrics. That was really, really entertaining, and I started singing when I was that young. You know, I think this is very classic. If you ask a lot of our singers, especially African American singers, they told you probably they started singing in church. You know, that's the only place that they could go and have like a free chance to sing in a choir or something like that. And if they realize they have a beautiful voice, then in the future they decide to become a musician or something like that. So same goes to me, except for I didn't decide to become a musician. All right. So do you like do you like listening to other people sing? I do love listening to other people singing, especially when these people sing with passion. You know, you could feel that. You could see the connection between the song and the person who is singing. For me, the most important thing isn't usually the voice. You know, I mean, it could be any kind of voice, as long as it's your voice, the voice of the singer, then it's enough for me. And another thing could be being able to stay in tune. You know, singing in a scale is kind of like something more professional, but some people could do this naturally. I think that's really, really impressive, and I love to listen to people who can sing in a scale, and at the same time they can sing with passion, that there is a connection between their voice and the song itself. And if they have really beautiful voice, they're very talented, and they don't have this connection, it just feels like not too natural and realistic for me, so I wouldn't like to listen to them. And the last question from this part is, do people in your country like singing for entertainment? Well, I don't know how to describe this. I mean, like in my country, in my culture, singing and dancing are like a way of life. It's something that you do throughout your childhood. And I don't remember a friend who didn't like singing when we were younger. Okay, somehow everyone had some kind of a singing voice and dancing talent. It was just in different levels. Some of them were two-way talented, and some of them were ordinary, but everyone somehow had an idea about how to dance. So yeah, I could say like people in my country really like singing for entertainment. Okay, that was the last question, and I thank you very much for your time. I'm hoping to hear from you, and don't forget to follow up and ask the questions relevant to the speaking part. And I'm gonna do some essays and some tips for reading and listening as well. So, without further ado, thank you very much, and the best of luck. May it be with you.